What Coach Zim is looking for is a guy that has very quick twitch off the snap, that can play with heavy hands, but also can penetrate. And when you watch him, he was pretty amazing for just going 7 days before the season and playing with a new team, and you watch him the first game against Green Bay, and we watched all his tape. There are things that we feel technically, because of our coaching staff with Coach Edwards and Coach Patterson and Coach Zim, of course, that can even take him to another level because of the not only the natural power but the quick twitch we look for at that position.
Rick, what was your takeaway on some of the off the field trouble?
We did a lot of research on that. Yeah. That was maybe 2.5-3 years ago. We talked to a ton of people about it. Did as we always do, try to do as thorough of a job as we can. And then after spending almost 2 days with him, felt very confident that him coming into this culture, into our locker room, that he'll fit right in.
When you got him here in the building, what did you really try to stress to him the last couple of days?
Just where we're at as a football team. The big selling point here, to be honest with you, is not only the commitment the ownership has shown to giving us the resources necessary to win, but also, when I talked to him, and I had a lot of long talks with him about what this coaching staff does with players, and Coach Zim's history of taking guys that were first rounders, and this coaching staff is very unique because they can take players that are very good players, but somehow have the ability to take them to the next level, and we anticipate. And we talked about this. You come in and listen to the coaches, and they will get you to where you want to go.
Yeah, what's the sense you got from him on him being coachable?
There is no question about that. No question that Sheldon loves football. And, all the people that we talk to him loves to practice. And then when you put on his tape, he does play hard down in and down out. And that's one thing that really stuck out to us. And I think when he saw just – some of the tapes as we're going through, nothing that's going against the CBA, that we're not doing playbook, but just kind of looking at some of our game tape and just talking a little bit, and then see the way our guys run to the ball. And when you see what he does and try to mesh him in with our guys, we think we have a chance to have a pretty good defensive front next year.
Was that his decision to just do a one-year deal?
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. I think it was a benefit for both. Both sides.
Did you have to stall to keep him from leaving for another visit?
No, we didn't have to stall. I know, we spent a lot of time with him going on the jet and back, and then last night at dinner, and then today after he got through his physical and went down to the stadium, sat down with the coaches and talked, and sat down with Coach Zim, sat down with myself. So, and then Rob was doing. He has to work once a week, so it wasn't 1 week a year. Now he's already gone home. Rob's just outstanding and making all this work.
Rick, you guys, between Teddy and Sharif, you guys used a couple of high draft picks and then guys that looked like are going to be pretty good for you guys until a couple freak injuries.
Right.
You essentially replaced those guys in the last couple of days. What is it like to be able to?
Well, we're always going to try, and since I've been here, I've always tried to be as aggressive as I can to help give our team the best chance to win. And, you just feel sick to your stomach what happened to two very good young players that we thought were going to be Minnesota Vikings for a long time. But, you can't predict what happens from an injury standpoint. So, when we have needs, and even back when Teddy got hurt, just to be as aggressive as we could to go make the trade for Sam, I'm always going to try to do the best I can, and my staff is going to do the best we can to try to put the best team on that field for our coaches to coach and for us to go out and compete on Sundays.
With someone like his skill set, what can he do, I guess, for now, with being next to Linville, but also bringing someone like Jahleel Johnson along?
Jahleel we're very excited about. And I think the biggest thing that you're seeing in the NFL now is the defensive line rotation. Mm-hmm. And to keep these guys fresh throughout the season. And I think I give Philadelphia a lot of credit that they used an 8-man rotation last year, and you can see the results of that. I think if we can keep building the depth on the defensive line, that'll just pay dividends for us down the road.
Rick, how did Sheldon play last year compared to earlier in his career when he had the...
Well, it's two different schemes, so they're asking him to do two different things. You know, when he was with Rex Ryan, that's a whole different scheme. And then he goes to Seattle, and, you know, you can see a little bit more of him trying to get upfield. And you can see the twitch when he comes off the ball, and you can see how powerful he is. But you could also see the athletic ability and, you know, the speed going from sideline to sideline. I'm excited, you know, to look and see who's going to get to the ball first next year with the athletes we have up front.
But like, where is he at in his career? This has a feeling of one of those one-year prove-it deals.
I think, you know, and the one thing that we talked about is if you put yourself in the right situation with the right team and the right coaches, there's no reason why you shouldn't be in the Pro Bowl year in and year out. And he definitely has a physical ability to do that. And after visiting with him over the last 2 days, I truly believe, and I think we believe as a staff, and Coach Zimmer believes, that he's going to be able to accomplish that as long as he listens to the coaches and does what he does. But there's no question about the passion for the game and how hard he plays.
How much work is left for you? You mentioned there's a lot of work. How much work is left for you?
I've got a few things to do here, going up here tonight. And, you know, then probably we'll have to start laying low, you know, maybe picks, you know, the second or third wave. We'll continue to monitor that. I know myself and Coach Zimmer are scheduled to watch a lot of defensive backs for the draft. So this weekend is DB weekend for me and him. To sit there and start studying that. I got a couple pro days coming up and, you know, start honing in on the draft now.
How important was it to be able to get this box checked before going into the draft?
Well, the three biggest boxes we wanted to get checked was the offensive coordinator, the quarterback, and an under tackle. And, you know, we were able to accomplish those three. Now, we got to continue to work and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the second or third wave of free agency, but we continue to monitor that. And then get ready because this draft's going to be big for us as well.
From a money standpoint, what can you realistically still do in free agency?
I'll leave the business side at the business side.
Does this pretty much end Johnson's time here?
I think with this signing, you know, now we're going to start honing in on other direction.
Sure.
Start honing in on the draft. Only so many.
Well, you talked about a rotation. I wasn't sure. You know.
Right. Yeah, but I do believe we have some really good young guys that are going to continue to develop and be a part of that rotation with Stephen Weatherly, with you know, with Jaleel, and with Bauer. I mean, we've got a lot of young guys on this roster. I think are going to continue to blossom under this coaching staff.
Along those lines, is Shamar still an option or not?
I know he's on a visit right now. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how everything pans out.